The redevelopment plan reflects a national trend that's been called the death of American shopping malls. It even has its own hashtag, Dead Mall. Suburban retail has largely fallen out of style in the last decade due to increasing online sales and a generational shift toward walkable urban communities. That's left many cities, including Asheville, facing the question of how to repurpose massive vacant department stores like Sears on Tunnel Road. Here's Joseph Minicozzi, principal of the consulting firm Urban 3.
Obviously, that Tunnel Road needs to change its feel, and that's something that a private developer is not going to do. They're not going to take on a streetscape project. You know, if we can look back and learn from Asheville, downtown didn't convert itself until the municipality stepped forward and did the bigger projects to lay the groundwork for that urban infill.
The council last week delayed its vote to April 23rd, citing concerns about infrastructure and its impact on an adjacent neighborhood. The most pointed critique came from Councilman Keith Young, who's requesting a larger portion of the housing units be made affordable. He directed his comment at the developer, Seritage.
Which the chairman of your company is also the chairman of Sears. I don't think it's far-fetched to ask you to be able to provide affordable housing on the same spot that you've taken jobs away from people and didn't even pay a living wage to.
Minicozzi says the city should be looking at redevelopment in the same way a farmer looks at crop yields. But instead of tomatoes per acre, it's tax revenues and jobs. For instance, he points to a redevelopment project from a decade ago, the old JCPenney building on Haywood Street downtown.
That building produces $634,000 in taxes per acre.
That building sits on 2/10 of an acre, but generates nearly 100 times more retail and property tax revenue than a 34-acre Walmart supercenter. Minicozzi says that retailer typically generates about $6,500 per acre.
And for a city like Asheville's, it's doing spectacularly well from a urban standpoint. We've got a lot of blessings, but our curse is we're not replicating that. So we should be building mini downtowns, smaller versions of that. You think of West Asheville. Haywood in West Asheville feels like a mini downtown, but it's also very productive from a taxable standpoint.
That's a concept he says Asheville should consider as it gives the mall redevelopment plan a second look. I'm Cass Harrington.